Então, Berg Wolf says as follows. There are two separate issues. It's the issue of what I want to get out of my Limud HaTorah and what the purpose of Limud HaTorah is and what's supposed to be going on in my mind while I learn Torah. Two separate issues, a number of separate issues. Because he's told us very different things. On the one hand, Torah Lishma means while I'm learning Tosis, my mind has to focus on, I want to understand Tosis, it's Torah, that's my goal, and the only thing going on in my mind is the understanding of that Tosis. So, on the other hand, why in the world would I want to understand Tosis? Because Torah is Dvar Hashem, and the human mind ability to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's beyond this world and beyond any concept we can have, is done via connecting my mind to Torah. What is Torah? Torah is the Chochmah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu expressed in this world's terms. And by connecting my mind to Dvar Hashem, I connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says, but sometimes people get a little confused. And the intellectual process of Limud HaTorah, or maybe the social aspect of Limud HaTorah, becomes prominent in their mind. Zosemes. Shazu aderech hamiti shebze bocha hu yizbarach shmo. Shebuchol eis sheyochen odem atzma lomo. When you sit down to learn, roi lo hisyashev kodem sheyatzma. You have to sit down and think through why is it that you learn. What's the purpose? Al koponim zman muot. Biyos Hashem tohoru b'taras halev. Nezvado salcheto ma'um kadaliba. To think, in general, nezvado salchatoim. If you take, is there a sitter here by any chance? It's regular, normal sitter with regular sleepers. Okay, fine. I have. No, this doesn't have Ashkenazi slichos. Okay. Those of you pay attention to slichos. There's a slicha that is said for tachlue for a child. It was instituted at a time when the mortality rate around children was very high, and for halayim of little children. We begin as follows. The first two talk about that. Then we talk about Limud HaTorah. Tahir tumosenu v'mot haroslo einenu ka. Kadosh Baruch Hu, we say a very thing. understanding mathematics, understanding physics, chemistry, whatever you may be understanding, has very little to do with your moral level or your spiritual level or what it is. It's an actual exercise totally. However, Torah quiz the Dvar Hashem. So, what I'm supposed to do, understand, by connecting my mind to Torah, I'm connecting to HaKadosh Baruch. And therefore, if somehow something is an impediment to my connecting to HaKadosh Baruch, it'll be an impediment to connecting to a true Amitas HaTorah. So we say, first, Tahir Tumosainu, we matire from our tumos, and as a result, the Lamor Torosho and the light of Torah, Einenu Gal, reveal to us the light of Torah. Next we say, Kore Deshen Okur. See, Nakeda, Lamdenu v'chakmenu, and from the idea of the Mesiras Nefesh, Yitzchak Avinu, will teach us and give us the Chochmah in Rotzcha Hatzrufa, the pure understanding of the pure statements of HaKadosh Baruch. So, what we're saying here is a very, very simple thing. Tahir Tumosainu, that anything we're doing that separates us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, any tumor we have, it becomes an impediment to true understanding of Torah. Because Torah is Das HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I'm connecting my mind to Das HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it says, Lezvados HaChato, Neum Kedolima, Kidei, Shetehe Torah, Torosu Kedosh V'Torah. My Torah should be Kedosh V'Torah. Means when I sit down to learn, I have to make sure. What's my goal? Now, and this is, people don't understand. It's a very unusual thing about Torah. What do we sit down? We learn. Rabbi Kiva said this. Abaye Rava said this. Wait 1 second. Rabbi Kiva was living in Eretz Yisrael under the Romans. And then Abaye Rava, living in Eretz Yisrael, much later time. And Ravina Ravashi, living in Bavel, in a totally different tkufa, in a totally different social situation. And then we'll say, but the Gaonim said this, Rashi, living in Christian France, Germany, said this, whole different world. And the Rambam, the Ramban in Muslim Spain, said this. So what enables us to view it as miksha achas. Lenses, Ramban and Rabbi Yonah were in Muslim Spain. But they went to learn Torah in Ivra, the Baal HaTosis, in northwestern France, which is totally different culture, totally different everything. So how did that happen? The answer is, if when you focus on your learning, you're saying, I'm trying to be machmir my mind to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and connect to my mind to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what you do is you push away all those cultural influences that don't become relevant to you. And you're able to focus on what is the emes of Torah. That's why the Ramban had no problem going from his whole cultural environment to a whole different cultural environment. That's Torah. And what do? Rav Akiva said this. Rav Abaye says this. Ravina Ravashi said this. Rav Haigon says this. Rashi says this. And we put it together in one. Why? Because what are we busy focusing on? We accept the fact we have to nachmiya ourselves to the Torah, not the Torah to us. And then it says, V'chavim l'histabek b'limud of bo b'torah. And we want to connect our minds, Baruch Hu's mind, through the Torah. And think about it. When you sit down to learn, think what it is that you're about to do. Bo b'Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hainu l'histabek b'chol kol tov v'dvar Hashem zu haloch. That, and there is always thing. He says it, and Balatanya says it from two different angles, but it's the same idea. Balatanya spells it out a little more. He says, listen, the greatest way to connect my mind to the mind of a Kadosh Baruch Hu is through Torah. Not a question. So, and it doesn't matter I'm learning brachas or Shabbos or Erevin, Baba Kama, Baba Tzir, Baba Bas. I'm learning Baba Bas, the Sugyas, Cheskabat and Migo. If I were a swindler, how would I cheat and how would I do? He says, this is the way I connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu, by figuring out if I were a swindler, what would I do? How do the two connect? And he answers. Because what am I doing? In situation X, the halacha is Y. In situation X, halacha is Y. So then, and that is how Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted the world to run. Now, there's a whole process how I get from X to Y. But, l'dvar Hashem zu halacha, if my mind understands why from X I get to Y, I'm connecting my mind to Das Kadosh Baruch Hu. And he said, this is exactly what he says. I have to purify myself. I'm coming in. I'm trying to understand Rasha. They should hear, because I want the Torah to be Kadosha V'Torah. And that's why, what is the only thing in my mind when I'm trying to understand that Rabbeinu Tam and that Ri and the Rashba and the Ramban? What is it that the Torah is? The best understanding I have it. Get rid of every other issue in your mind, every other cultural influence in your mind, every other. Okay. V'chavin, how do I. And then, v'chavin, histabek b'limudo, to be mistabek through my limud, and I kodesh Baruch Hu through Torah. V'hainu, v'ar shem zo'aloch, v'zeh, v'dovach yisbarach, mamish kaviyoch. And that, if I come in with that attitude, that understanding. And I stop and I sit down. Okay, what am I doing here? Then, my mind connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shbarach v'tzonocha, kamo shekoza b'zoha. Chol din v'halocha, mitorak dosha. Because every din in the Torah is the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is his Ratzon that in this case, the halacha is this. In this case, the halacha is this. This is Ratzon. And through connecting myself to what it is, I connect myself to his Ratzon. Kasher, that's if it's kosher, apostle, tom, beitar, osam, mutu, chayav, zak. Gamim, osek, b'divri, agoda. Shemba, mshum, nafkus, l'shem, dim, gamku, dovak, b'dibur. This is the Dvar Hashem, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. He says two things, Ratzon and Dibor. What's the difference? Ratzon is, yes, what is the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That if a Bava Machteres does this, the Halacha is this. So if I understand that process, I connect myself to the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Agoda is the Dvar Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke via the Torah. And speaking via the Torah, I connect my mind to the Dvar Hashem. Katora kula, kolel potev duktukel, afil masha tamukon shome rabam, hakol yotze mepiv yisbarach homoshim yisine. Now here there's people sometimes have an oversimplified version. What it means, Koma Shatamur Vosik also Chadesh. What does that mean? It means as follows. You have Moshe Rabbeinu received the entire Torah. And included in what you see is everything, every possible twist and turn that comes out of it. It doesn't mean he thought through every possible twist and turn that came out of it, but this was implicit in what he had, and he set up the process that we can get all these twists and turns in it. That, on the one hand, the Gemara tells us, "Komasha Talmud Falsa Kotz the Chayish Vanit Lamotor Misina." The other hand tells us a story. When Moshe Rabbeinu was in Shemayim getting the Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu asked him, he asked the Kadosh Baruch Hu, "Show me who's thee going to be the greatest understander of the Torah." He said, he took him to the Beis Medrash, Rabbi Akiva saying a shiur. And Moshe Rabbeinu is sitting there, doesn't understand where Rabbi Akiva is coming from. Then Talmud said, "How do you know that?" He said, "Halacha Moshe Misinai." What is it? Moshe knew everything every time was going to run. So he knew where Rabbi Akiva was going to say. The answer is as follows. Rabbi Akiva thought through things. Yes, he took the base of the Torah, and then he had the kelim within the Torah, and everything is implicit what Moshe Rabbeinu gave him, and he took it many, many steps further. It doesn't necessarily mean Moshe Rabbeinu thought through all those steps, but that's built in what Moshe Rabbeinu had. That's when the Talmud asked him, "Oh, where'd you get this?" And he said, "Oh, that, let's try to understand what the halacha of Moshe Sinai is, and let's try to understand it more deeply, and you'll see this is what comes out of it." Okay. He gave him the entire Torah and the way to get out of the Torah all the different things that we have. We are learning Torah down here. That makes its roshim lamala. What we do down here connects us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and makes a roshim lamala. The Ashkenazi prepared Kama to Gittin, God pledged to give it. Rabbi, if you're so much zvuf, motz, okay, name. Omele, my kovarak, what is Kodesh Baruch Hu doing? Omele, he's learning Pelegish Begiver. That means my connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu means I'm involving him in my Limud HaTorah. I'm connecting to him, and I'm involving him in my Limud HaTorah. I make him an active part of my mental process, and I sit down. That's if I prepare myself. So then, unbelievable thing happens. I'm saying, what am I doing? I'm connecting myself to Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Connecting myself to Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if this is X, that law comes out Y. So through doing that, I involve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the process. And therefore, even when I'm just thinking straight, what is Rashi saying here? What is Tosa saying here? What does Rabbeinu Tam want? I bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into that process, even though that's not an active part of my mind, it's a passive part of my mind. Chenom Adover HaMelech, Tovi Toras Picho Me'alfe Zorov Ches. Oma, Yilibi Shomach Ma'amori B'tor HaKdoshe B'rovos. Balos HaLibi Shehi Toras Picho. What does Dover HaMelech Tovli Torah as picho. Then the Tovli Torah me alfen zohav chesed. Tovli Torah as picho me alfen zohav. Well, teva mamish me haTorah shani yotzik bo beis hakol yotze. Everything came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was involved in the process. Then kol Torah tu shosu shum bli shum chiluk v'shinu klal hakol dibur piv yisbarach shmo mamish. And that's why im chosu b'sefer Torah osachas from anything in a selas, because Torah is one complete total unit. And each thing is dependent on the other, and each one, it's one composite unit. Rozosroy Odom Lahachan Atzmal Kol Eis Kodom Shiyas Halomog Sashiv Matan Konor. And he says, that's the theory. And the practice is when you sit down to learn, begin the day with that. V'tara salei v'yiras Hashem. V'tara ma'yanotza v'hirurei tshuva sheyucho. Because only then can I connect myself from the stabik basis. So while I'm learning, I have to understand. So what's the pshat in Tosis? What's the pshat in Rashi? What's the pshat here? But if I begin that, so then my mind connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and I make him an active part of my Limud Torah. Okay. Domino Natnan Parches. His name is Sholem Shem Shilu Zal B'in HaTorah V'Hayira. Hefech Mashem Motzeh B'Zeh Kama Rabbis Me'amenu Shekovim Kol Ezek Limu B'Sefer Yira. Some people think, he says, and here he's going back to the marshal he gave. So if the whole thing is connected to my mind, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so maybe I should just sit and learn Svarim about Yerushalayim. No. Being in Kedimah to Otzer, what do we say? Yerushalayim is an Otzer. It's like a big silo. And we fill it up with Torah. She can't call Kiyim B'Shima HaTfuah Hu Otzer. And if I don't have a good silo, let's say I put it into a moldy silo. I put it into a moldy silo, what's going to happen? The tool is going to get moldy. Put it into a clean silo, a pure silo, it's going to hold on to the tool. But some people, what do they want to do? They want to spend all their time in building the silo, but they end up with an empty silo. What do Chazal say? Ein la Hakadosh Baruch Hu ba'olamo, the otzer shel yiras shamayim bilvad. What does that mean? What Torah does Hakadosh Baruch Hu? We have on the one hand, ein la Hakadosh Baruch Hu ba'olamo dal olam v'shachol. Another member says, the otzer. Yes, dal olam v'shachol is what Hakadosh Baruch Hu has in this world. If it's within that big silo, without that big silo, it doesn't hold. Okay. Sometimes it's productive, he says, in the middle of your limud, to interrupt a little bit of your shemayim. Shem shilu hazal. Okay. Yametzki Odom Hakavu beEisek HaTorah Lishma. He doesn't need. And he says there's a difference. Two types of human beings. The human being whose Eisek is strongly in Limud HaTorah. His mind is preoccupied with Limud HaTorah. If he's strongly in Limud HaTorah, his mind is preoccupied with Limud HaTorah. then that automatically connects him to HaKadosh Baruch. But, he says, what about a person? His mind is preoccupied with something else. Then he's certainly in the middle of the day, in the middle of what he's doing, has to interrupt, to sit down, he says, with Sefer Yira, Sefer Musa, to realize he has to connect somehow to HaKadosh Baruch. And as I always think, story that made a very big impact on me. I had a gentleman I made for him when I was living in Los Angeles. He's an exceedingly wealthy man. Exceeding wealth. He didn't want people to know it, so he had two cars. He had his Rolls Royce and his beat-up Chevy. So when he drove around in the neighborhood where he didn't want people to know how much money he had, he drove around his beat-up Chevy. When on the other hand, he drove in the area where he lived and with his mansion, drove around his Rolls Royce. He's a very interesting individual, but he was exceeding wealth. So once I was in Los Angeles, I called him up. I want to come and see him for the purpose of raising money for the yeshiva. So I sit down with him. I said, sorry, I interrupt you in the middle of the day. He says, you're doing my taifa. In the middle of the day, he says, I'm in the middle of a deal. I've become an absolute animal. And then some rabbi, Rosh Yeshiva, knocks on the door. I have to say, I've bought in the parsha after this. It brings me back to myself. He says, if a person is osik b'Torah, a person's osik b'Torah, and he goes into it, understanding he's connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu, in the middle of the day, he doesn't need that boost. If a person's out in the business world, whatever world he's in, and he's preoccupied all day, distant totally from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he's certainly going to need a booster in the middle of the day to make sure he doesn't lose focus and doesn't lose balance. And Katorak Doshimi Atzma, he says, then, and he has to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Torah. I know, when I remember when I was a graduate student, getting my degree, I always made sure in the middle of the day, besides all the other Limud HaTorah I did, whenever I was there in the middle of the day, that was the Seder I had for Parsh, for learning Chumash Ramban. Just in the middle of the day where I am, surrounded by Goyim, surrounded by a whole different world. No. In the middle of the day, I have to make sure. Take off a half an hour every day to Chol HaBokos. Just to learn Chumash Ramban. Okay. B'tana B'Eliyahu. Okay, we'll stop here. And we'll now learn some. Go through the Gemara Sanhedrin and the Gemara on Shabbos. Inside, get me a COVID.